Listen to a professor and a group of students discussing a proposed study of cougars.
Well, here we are again. Today I want to talk about the most appropriate method to use for our cougar study. Before we look at the various options, let's just make sure everyone is familiar with the background to this discussion. Why do we need a cougar study? Yes, Joe.
Cougars are a pretty hot topic for lots of people, and managing cougars is really controversial. On the one hand are the conservationists who want to protect the whole ecosystem, including this large predator. On the other hand is the development lobby that sees the wilderness as a potentially lucrative building site. Then there are the hunters who hate cougars because they think the cougars kill too many of their deer. Oh, and at the opposite end of that spectrum are the animal rights people who don't believe in hunting or killing anything. The entire debate is overshadowed by concern about cougar-human conflict. There have been several instances over the past few years of cougars attacking and sometimes even killing and eating humans.
Yeah, but the cougars were there first. Can you blame them if people start invading their space?
Maybe not. But people should be able to live in their homes without fear of getting eaten up by a dangerous predator. We need to kill them, especially if they hang around areas where humans live or play.
All right, everyone. Those are all interesting points, but I don't want to go into that debate just now. All we're going to do today is try to decide what methods would be best for studying cougars. Joe mentioned that cougar management is a delicate issue. One of the reasons it's so controversial is that we know very little about these cats. Because of their solitary nature, their stealth, and perfect adaptation to their habitat, they have always been elusive research subjects. As biologists, we rarely get a chance to observe them in the wild to find out about their ecology. We don't know how far they range, what or how much they eat, how they interact with each other, how young adults establish new home ranges, how they relate to other predators like bears and wolves. We also don't know much about how they respond to anthropogenic influences. Impact from the presence of humans. Our ignorance means we don't know how to manage them. We don't know how much land, in what areas we need to set aside for healthy cougar populations to survive. We don't know how deer hunting affects their prey base. We don't know how a cougar hunt might affect their population. Lots of questions. What do you guys think of the available research options?
I like the idea of training sniffer dogs to find samples of cougar feces and then doing DNA analysis on it. We'd be able to identify individuals, so we'd find out how they roam by mapping the locations where we find the samples. We could also identify familial relationships between individuals, which would tell us about intra-species interaction. Oh, yeah, of course we'd also be able to tell what the cats have been eating by analyzing whatever hairs and bones we find in the samples.
What about GPS collars? You know, the kind of radio collars that use satellites, like the thing you can get in cars nowadays to tell you where you are? I propose we capture and place GPS collars on as many cats as we can. That technology is so advanced now we get extremely detailed location data.
You're right about GPS technology. But do you know how much those collars cost? I don't think our project budget will allow us to buy enough to get the data we need. Also, you need to remember that capture rates tend to be biased towards males, and for our purposes, it's crucial that we get a representative sample of the population.
I also support the idea of using dogs to locate feces samples and then doing food studies and DNA analysis. That way, we wouldn't need to lay hands on the cats at all. There's always a risk when you capture an animal in the wild, and we don't want to damage these creatures if we can help it.
Well, it sounds like several of you are leaning toward the approach that requires the least intervention. That pleases me, because your suggestions are in line with what many biologists are currently advocating in the literature.